This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
$50,000 to begin providing small repair grants of up to $15,000 per housing unit to residents of homes in targeted low to moderate income neighborhoods. Applications will be accepted from this coming Monday through Friday. Millikan is inviting the campus and surrounding community to its annual celebration of Hispanic Heritage Month. The next event they'll be hosting will be on Sunday from noon to 4 at Fairview Park on West El Dorado. This community celebration will include festivities with Centro for Hispanic and Immigrant and Community Opportunities. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit nowdecatur.com.
...of Russian war crimes than they thought. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what the head of a UN inquiry says this morning as officials find more grave sites in areas Ukrainian forces retook. Hundreds of bodies have already been found, with dozens showing signs of torture, as people in four regions of Ukraine still controlled by Russian forces are voting today by referendum expected to approve becoming part of Russia.
That outcome would give Russia the pretext to claim Ukrainian forces are attacking Russia. But Ukraine's Western allies are saying the vote is a sham. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the UN Security Council Thursday,
"We cannot, we will not allow President Putin to get away with it."
The vote continues through Tuesday of next week.
Fox's Jill Nato. Now, Russia's leaders also ordered the call up of 300,000 reserve soldiers, leading to protests across the country and a lot of arrests. There are also demonstrations that have turned deadly across Iran. Angry over the death of a young woman in police custody, the AP reports at least 11 protesters killed. Migrants keep being bused from Texas north. Thousands who came here illegally are now in New York, where Democratic Mayor Eric Adams plans to open tent cities,
saying this: while other leaders have abdicated their moral duty to support arriving asylum seekers, New York City refuses to do so. But many of the migrants being bused to the Big Apple are coming from Democrat-led El Paso, where the CEO of one of the overwhelmed shelters is defending the buses, saying this: I'm not aware of anyone being placed on a bus to New York who did not want to go there.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. Hurricane Fiona did not hit Bermuda directly, but has brushed by with nearly 100-mile-an-hour wind gusts.
As the rain continues to come in, though, this is not a rainmaker here in Bermuda like we saw in Puerto Rico, thankfully. This is more of a wind machine.
Fox Weather's Robert Ray. In Puerto Rico, there was also a lot of flooding. Hundreds of thousands of people still have no power or water service. America's listening to Fox News.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. I mean both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
From the very beginning, and every workday since, at every shift, and every individual effort, we carry a common purpose, a common cause. It's a duty we proudly honor, knowing behind every product we build is your faith in us. Dedicated to the craft of gun making. Dedicated to your freedom, the quality, security, and the promise of this great country. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. Learn more at smith-wesson.com.
Another attempt at police reform in Congress.
The House of Representatives passes four policing and public safety bills, which include providing millions to local law enforcement for training and technology. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calling it a step to save lives and advance justice.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. Now, some progressive Democrats were unhappy the bills don't go far enough, reining in some police misconduct. They do not ban chokeholds like prior legislation or limit immunity for police from prosecution. Some Republicans did support those bills. Others say it's a Democratic gimmick ahead of the elections that are less than 7 weeks away as the GOP gets ready to unveil its campaign strategy.
In what he's calling his commitment to America, Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy will lay out why people should vote for Republicans. During a visit to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a key state in the midterms, McCarthy will try to give Republicans a unified message to run on as the November midterms approach. The message includes the economy, which includes ending Build Back Better and stopping what he calls wasteful government spending, as well as issues like public safety and government accountability. It does not mention former President Donald Trump's claims about the 2020 election. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Months after the 4th of July parade shooting in Illinois that left 7 dead, 48 wounded, one of those seriously injured is finally well enough to come home.
Cooper Roberts was enjoying the Independence Day parade in Highland Park when a bullet severed his spine, paralyzing him from the waist down. After multiple surgeries and weeks of rehab, the 8-year-old is finally home. The Roberts family made the announcement Thursday, calling his return an amazing blessing. Cooper now uses a wheelchair, but rather than wallow in sorrow, he's making the best of adjusting to the new normal. The family says Cooper decided to take up wheelchair tennis.
That's Fox's Steve Rappaport on Wall Street. Stock futures are way down. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, First Mid Insurance.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today we have a 30% chance we could see some showers later this afternoon. Mostly cloudy today with highs near 64 degrees. Tonight, mainly mostly cloudy. We do have a 40% chance of showers before 11 p.m. with lows around 54 degrees. Tomorrow it's going to warm up, mostly cloudy, becoming partly sunny with highs near 80. And Sunday, sunshine, highs in the mid-70s. Right now in downtown Decatur, it's 48 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. We'll talk about some very, very important things with District 61 and vaccines and deadlines for the school year coming up next, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Don't go anywhere.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Hard as it is to believe, we are almost at the end of September, right? And heading into October, and there are some important deadlines in public education, which we're going to talk about here with our guest, Lori Frame, who is the District Health Services Coordinator, and Darla Coit, who is nurse at the American Dreamer STEM Academy. They're both in studios here today, and October 15th is not all that far away. First of all, thank you for being with us. I would imagine you guys have learned so much over the last couple of years in just dealing with adversity and being all over the place. But these are not new rules. These are rules that have been around for a long time. There are requirements for kids to attend school, Lori, right?
That's correct. Thank you very much.
Okay, I got to have the microphones on. Thank you. We're struggling this week. It's okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much for having us here today. We're very happy to tell us all about the immunizations that we need to have by October 15th. They need to be, you can go to the Macon County Health Department, call them, make an appointment if you need those. But we really encourage, you also need physicals for pre-K, kindergarten, sixth grade, ninth grade. And those can be gotten through your primary care physician. Now, if you do not have a primary care physician,
okay, let's go back just a minute here. Okay. What are the requirements? And these aren't District 61 requirements, right?
No, I mean,
these
are the state
and the federal government says you have to do X, Y, or Z to keep everybody safe. I mean, for God's sake, we've got polio showing up in New York City, which is I didn't think was even possible today. And so coming out of a couple of years of COVID and all the controversy about vaccines and the rollover of all that conversation, let's just start with the facts. What are the requirements at what ages?
okay, you need a certain set of immunizations for pre-K. I would go through those, but it gets very confusing. It's kind of lengthy. But your healthcare providers and the Macon County Health Department can tell you what is required.
Okay. I think my question was more at what grade level? I mean, because there are several that are, I mean, it's not just a one-time thing.
No. So, for example, at American Dreamers is a good example. I have kindergarten through eighth grade. So I have kindergartners that have to have a physical immunization in order to stay in school on October 15th.
Okay.
I have sixth graders that need to have a physical and immunizations in order to stay at school on October 15th. And it goes on like that as far as each school level. Also ninth grade. And
ninth grade is for physicals only.
Physicals only. And these are requirements that are not new. I mean, they've been around for a very, very, very long time. But we've had in recent, the last couple of years, sort of politicization of this and weaponization of sort of this and vaccines or no vaccines. This is stuff that's been required for a very, very long time.
Correct.
Yes. Okay. What happens on October 15th?
Well, you can't attend school unless you have the required immunizations or physicals.
And that's the safety for all of the rest of the students and staff.
Yes. And that student.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are the obstacles? What do you run into? Is it lack of information? Is it lack of resources? Connecting the dots? I mean, what are some of the reasons for the kids not being, through all what they need to be through?
I guess I don't know, because we start with information being provided to the parents in April and May of the year prior to them going to school. So, I know that currently, we have Crossings who's putting it out there.
Okay.
We have SIU putting it out there. I know Macon County Health Department.
So those are three resources for people, even if they don't have a primary physician or they don't have somebody they call their own doctor that they can start with. Right, Darla?
Right. But by the same token, what you do here, I've said before, the procrastination is part of it. But even as I'm waiting for things to come in and I'm calling weekly to parents, I'll get a physical in, and it was from January of last year. They just haven't sent it to me. But you also have the problems I heard yesterday. You have people who don't have transportation. Mm-hmm. You have certain income levels where they're working more than one job, and so finding the time to get their child to where they need to be. I have a wonderful parent liaison at my school that helps tremendously with that. But that can be a huge problem. My list I'm overseeing two schools right now, so my list at American Dreamers is I'm down to 31 students.
That's still a significant number, though, right?
It is, but I've seen it higher.
Right.
It's higher in other schools. High schools are bad. So there's a lot of dynamics that go into the different reasons why people don't go. Sometimes it's just because they just don't go, and sometimes there's reasons that make it difficult, a lot of blocks that they have to go through to get to where they need to be. And I think part of our job is steering them and trying to help them to the best of our ability, giving them information, telling them they can go to Crossings.
Sometimes the obstacle is just not having the information about how to make it easier, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So what do you do between now and October 15th? I mean, you're here today. Obviously, you have the outreach. You have parent liaisons. I mean, you're doing all these different things. But at the end of the day, the parents have to pull the trigger, right? I mean, they have to do it.
We can't walk. Although most of the time, you can't walk them to where they need to be and make it happen, What are we doing?
What we're doing, robocalls. They're calling the parents. They're sending letters. We're sending letters what they need.
Okay.
We're making phone calls. The parent liaisons have been excellent in all the schools and helping out the secretaries.
What are the parent liaisons, by the way? You said you work with an excellent one at your school. Mm-hmm. What do those people do?
Their job is to work with the families, help keep the kids in school, get them what they need. My parent liaison works to make sure the kids are coming to school, communicates with the parents when they're not. But she also, if they need shoes, she's going out and trying to find them shoes. We have uniforms at our school. She's trying to find them uniforms. She works with outside agencies, and we have food baskets and whatnot. many, many, many different things.
Correct. She does everything to get them resources.
Right. You know, it is so different inside of school today. I feel like, and you see this every day, you know, teachers, teachers' assistants, the school nurse. I mean, everybody is wearing like nine hats, mm-hmm. right? I mean, and that is different today than what, and it seems to be to a larger population.
We're wearing many hats, but I think there's a lot of jobs in this world anymore that you wear many hats.
That's probably true. That's probably true. Is there a place where people can find all of this information online?
Yes, we have that information at DPS website.
Okay. So you can go to DPS61.org is the website if you'd like to visit them. DPS61.org. Where do I find that on the website? Do you have any idea?
It would be under it's under departments, and then it would be under the health.
Okay. Services. Health services. Okay. Yes. I found that right there. Because people do have the ability to get online and look at this. What all, vaccines are required, in 2022? And has that really changed over the number of years?
No. And it's dependent upon the last school level that we're in.
Okay.
So, for example, in sixth grade, they only need two immunizations, and in kindergarten.
And what are those two immunizations for?
Meningococcal and Tdap.
Sorry.
All right.
And for like 12th grade, it's, you know, meningitis. After the age of 16 or older, you get your second meningitis shot.
Okay.
So if you look at, you know, when your baby's born,
right.
and you look at the different vaccines, there's stair steps for all the vaccines. So the vaccines that are being required for them to come into school are part of that same stair step that they have to continue
sure.
for the vaccines.
Yeah. How did we end up with some of this? We mentioned New York earlier. How do we end up with some of this stuff coming back? I didn't even think that was possible.
It's because it's the herd mentality. Some people aren't getting vaccinated, so they're protected by those that have been around them. So the less people that are vaccinated, the more there's an incidence of potentially having, like, the polio that you spoke of.
Yeah.
And then you take into consideration and factor immigration, people coming in from other countries who don't have an immunization, and then you lay open the possibility of that happening to the people that haven't.
Correct.
Yeah. Are you getting any feedback about just sort of anti-vax?
So we do, and that is their right.
Mm-hmm.
I get that, but this has become. I don't care about your politics one way or the other, which side you're on, but we've politicized sort of healthcare, which doesn't make any sense to me when, we've had vaccines my entire lifetime, and this was just sort of, what was expected to do as a member of society, to not only protect yourself, but to protect others, and you do this. And I'm just wondering if there's a carryover effect into other vaccines that we've had for a very long time that people didn't, 5 years ago, think of as being dangerous or some sort of, government mandate. It was just sort of accepted that this is what people do.
I think that there's always been individuals who
But it was a smaller group, it seems to me, than maybe
I
today.
I think it's still, okay. If I would look at my population, it's still a smaller group.
Yeah.
It's still a small, and you can't compare, in my opinion, the anti-vaxxers for COVID to normal routine vaccines because it's going to be much bigger.
So the carryover isn't necessarily there from one to the other.
And even the COVID, it follows the same guidelines for not getting a vaccine. You have to have religious exemptions and criteria has to be met.
So people aren't just taking a broad definition of vaccines and using one to excuse not getting the other.
I don't believe so.
Okay. No. Well, that's good. All right. So October 15th is the hard deadline. What happens then on October 16th, when those kids aren't allowed to be in school, what happens then?
I'm continuing to work with my parents to try to get them where they need to be.
Yeah.
Correct. We continue working with them, trying to see if we can give them the resources and see what they need. And that is another place where the parent liaisons step in.
All right. As the district health services coordinator, I'm assuming that they give you more words in the title and probably less money. That's the way public education works. You have a lot more to deal with than you would have had like back in the 1970s, right?
Correct.
So correct. How do you take 8,000 plus kids and service them when you've got so many obstacles in your way? You guys are working every day. I know whether it's food or whether it's, services or a connection to services. That's a tough bill. How do you meet all of those? That's just 8,000 plus stories coming to your work every day.
Well, yes, it is a lot, but I have a very strong nursing staff that rises to the occasion. I have one in the studio right now. So it is. We are very, very busy. And it comes at us sometimes as a faucet, sometimes sideways, but we take care of them wherever we can. Healthcare plans. If they have asthma, we need healthcare plans. We look for that. If they have seizures, we research, we work with the parent and the medical providers to give them the best medical attention they can while they're at school.
All right. So, submission of proof of vaccinations and wellness exams, October 15th. You mentioned the Macon County Health Department. You mentioned crossing, healthcare. There's a number of assets that people can lean towards and reach out to get this to happen by October 15th.
Right. And we also have medical referrals on our website also. You can look that up also.
All right. If you go to DPS61.org, go to departments and click on health services, you can find out about all of this. We really appreciate the two of you being with us here today. I know it's an uphill battle. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back. Here is Lindsay with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Stay tuned.
Today we do have a slight chance we could see some showers late this afternoon, sometime after 4 p.m. Mostly cloudy skies and highs near 64 degrees. Then for tonight, again, a 40% chance of showers before 11 p.m. Cloudy skies, lows around 54 degrees. It's going to warm up this weekend. Mostly cloudy skies starting off Saturday, becoming mostly sunny and highs near 80 degrees. Then Sunday, sunshine, highs in the mid 70s. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 48 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:20.
Newhoff Media invite you to the third annual Casa Gatsby Gala, Saturday, October 15th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. This 1920s Gatsby party includes cocktails, cuisine, silent and live auctions, a little mystery, and a special performance by eclectic cover band Capital Sound, all supporting Casa's mission to advocate for local children who have been abused and neglected and are in need of safe, permanent homes. It's the 2022 Casa Gatsby Gala, and tickets are on sale now.
Visit MaconCountyCasa.org/events.
Squash your fitness goals at the Decatur Indoor Sports Center. For a limited time, you can renew or join the DISC's full facility annual pass, and you get discounted rates with no joining fee. The DISC offers a fitness center, indoor soccer field, four-lane 200-meter track, basketball and volleyball courts, indoor golf center, and batting cages. Join today and squash your fitness goals this year. Give them a call today at 217-429-3472, and you can take a tour of the Decatur Indoor Sports Center in Decatur.
HSHS St. Mary's Intensive Care Unit will be right by your side.
Thank you for showing up day in and day out and believing in the health and hope of your patients.
You are unbelievably strong as you look pain and suffering in the face
and fight for every patient you serve.
You fought with him each day and you treated him with the utmost respect and kindness.
We are forever thankful for your care and commitment.
HSHS St. Mary's Hospital, we're here with you.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, firstmidinsurance.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
God bless them. That has got to be a tough job. Tough job forever. Impossible job today. You know what I mean? I mean, it was probably a tough job back in the 1970s when I was in school.
Mm-hmm.
Got to be almost impossible today. We appreciate them being in and what they do. Lori Frame, District Health Services Coordinator, and Darla Coit, who's a nurse, not only an American Dreamer STEM Academy at another school as well. Because everyone's shorthanded, but you still have to do what you have to do. October 15, health and wellness. It's important. Vaccinations and wellness exams.
Take advantage of
that. That are not required by District 61. They're required by the state of Illinois and the federal government.
Yes.
And they just make up these rules like, oh, how can we make your life more inconvenient? I don't know. A polio vaccination?
You can go to one place and get all of this done. All of it.
Health department.
Easy as possible.
Crossing healthcare and more. You can go to dps61.org, click on departments and health services if you want to find out. There's a dental referral list. There's doctor referrals, eye exam referrals, the health requirements, the immunization requirements. You can even find the new certificate of religious exemption requirement if you're a Pastafarian and trying to get out of this, keeping everybody else healthy. Baby Smith is here. Not taking any other questions on that.
Lil Miss.
I've already been made to feel inadequate because I didn't ask the proper questions. I thought the proper question was, is everybody healthy?
It is.
Evidently, that's not the proper question.
It's just not the only question.
We care more about how many pounds and how many inches.
I am not alone here.
I didn't say you were.
I'm just saying
the anti-vaxxers aren't alone either.
Follow up questions.
Yeah, if you're doing an interview.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's not what I was.
You know everything you can about the Little Miss, and now I do. 20 inches long, 7 pounds.
Ridiculous. Just it makes no difference at all to anything at all.
Well,
if you
ultimate fighting, okay, you know, you need to know.
Okay. if you met someone for the first time,
mm-hmm.
like, right. And you stood back and said, what do you weigh? And what are the inches?
It's not the same, Brian.
Why is it not the same?
Because I can ask them, hey, what are your hobbies? What's some, you know, TV shows you're enjoying? Hey, what is your outlook on life or whatever?
Why would you expect any of that with a baby?
Well, they can't.
Right.
So the next best thing is, okay, tell me about, you know, how much do they weigh? What time did they come? Some people like to offer their birth story. Yeah, you just, your eyes just went.
No, this is why this is all ridiculous and why men should never go to showers or any of this stuff.
I have a couple shower this weekend.
Okay, well, enjoy it.
I was about to say, am I not going as a couple?
it's the dumbest thing that was ever invented because we don't understand any of this.
Yes. Well, and it's funny because the new trend, I've been to a couple showers recently, and they like separate the men from the women and they do like men games and it's like a diaper drive. They like do raffles and all this stuff and the guys do their own thing. And then the ladies, that's where the gift opening and the oohs and ahs and all of that are in another area.
I can't tell you how annoyed I am right now. I mean, I can't even put into words how annoyed I am by this, even this conversation.
And this is why I'm going solo to a couple's shower.
First of all, you make it sound like I didn't even know you had one this weekend. Thanks for sharing.
Yes.
So well, you didn't even give me the option.
I did.
No, you didn't.
You asked me.
No,
you didn't. Who are those gifts for?
I never even heard of these people.
My nephew?
I don't know.
You've never heard of my nephew?
Your nephew.
Did I have a nephew coming?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where is this?
It's my nephew's shower.
Okay.
I have a nephew that's coming.
All right. Enjoy that. And I mean that with all my heart. I mean, I don't have any bad feelings. I just don't understand the couple shower thing. It just seems so forced and so unnatural. And you can't, you cannot find me a guy who actually likes it.
I don't know.
Oh, baloney.
I went to one and it was very well attended by the guys. They had bags and they had like a bonfire going and it was,
not a shower. That is literally what the guys are doing anyway. When you go to this, you just sort of semi included them, but let them stand over there and do bags and bonfire.
Yeah, that was their version of games. And they had like, you know, a diaper raffle thing.
What is a diaper raffle?
So everybody brings like a thing of diapers in various sizes.
Can I just write a check? I mean, is there a way just to write a check?
Yes.
Okay. Wouldn't that cut through all of the BS? Just here's the check.
Personally, I think I would rather have a check than have to store a bunch of diapers.
There you go. See? As always, money talks. We'll take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. We get back here, Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Don't go anywhere.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. Richland is placing a stronger focus on mental health. This past Monday and Tuesday, the college moved forward in its partnership with the Jed Foundation and held a Fresh Check Day to better support the emotional well-being of students. Richland started this four-year partnership with the Jed Foundation in February to create a more supportive environment for students. The Illinois Department of Employment Security has announced the state has been awarded a $6.8 million equity grant from the U.S. Department of Labor. The grant will allow IDES to better understand and address equity gaps within the state's unemployment insurance system. The unemployment rate decreased in all 14 Illinois metro areas in August. That, according to preliminary data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics and the State Department of Employment Security, the total number of non-farm jobs in the Decatur area increased by 600 compared to the same time last year. Don't forget nowdecatur.com.
Ann Carrick. Hurricane Fiona flooding several island nations, passing by Bermuda as a Category 4 storm, headed next to Canada's eastern coast. Hurricane warnings are posted. Evidence of war crimes by Russian troops in Ukraine and reports of more than a million Ukrainians deported by force to Russia. At the same time, Russia holding a referendum vote in occupied areas, asking Ukrainians if they want to annex with Russia.
Expected to go the Kremlin's way. That outcome would give Russia the pretext to claim Ukrainian forces are attacking Russia.
Fox's Jill Nato. Financial experts grilled by members of a Senate committee regarding social issues.
Liberals tangled with the bankers over capitalism. Republicans questioned whether banks were too woke, bending to left-wing pressures. Pat Toomey said some banks will pay for their employees to have abortions, but questioned whether they would process the credit card sales of guns.
Fox's Chad Pergram. America's listening to Fox News.
At Decatur Blue, we take your business personally. And what's more personal than a family business owned by the Nelson family passed from one generation to the next? Decatur Blue specializes in high-speed color copies, in-house graphic design, large-scale color printing on every material imaginable. Our printing is on display across the Midwest and in Central Illinois' most visible venues with a team of 8 in-house pros still led by the Nelson family who regularly make magic happen for large and small businesses alike. But the heart of Decatur Blue remains the same as when the family first started. The personal commitment to quality, the way we remember your name and it feels like family, and doing whatever it takes to do the job right so you can grow your business. We are located at 230 West Wood Street, just off of downtown Decatur. Or go to DecaturBlue.com or our interactive website, Decatur Blue, 230 West Wood Street, just off of downtown Decatur. Or go to DecaturBlue.com or our interactive website. At Decatur Blue, we take your business personally.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your News Channel 20 Storm Team Forecast.
Today we've got partly cloudy skies. 30% chance we could see some showers after 4 p.m. today. Highs near 64 degrees. Tonight, still looking at a chance of showers before 11 p.m. Only a 40% chance with cloudy skies. Lows around 54 degrees. Saturday, it's going to warm up this weekend a little bit with mostly cloudy skies, gradually becoming sunny and highs near 80. And Sunday, sunshine, highs at a perfect 75 degrees. It is 48 degrees right now in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Weird to get up and see a press release about an Illini football game on a Thursday night, but a pretty good victory last night.
That's exactly right, Brian. Illinois, they really needed to win their football game against Chattanooga last night, and it's always nice when you can do that with some style points, especially when Hall of Fame football legend Dick Butkus is in the house, as he was last night. And Illinois accomplished about all it could last night at Memorial Stadium. They won the game 31-0. They looked really good doing it. And now they take a 3-1 record as they prepare for a return to Big Ten play a week from tomorrow at Wisconsin. I thought it was just a really complete performance. Shutout by the defense, constant pressure on the Chattanooga quarterback. They forced two turnovers, including an end zone interception that ended Chattanooga's most serious scoring threat. And offensively, some really dazzling play calling by offensive coordinator Barry Lunny Jr. that produced a 100-yard rusher. That would be Chase Brown, 108 yards. That's five consecutive 100-yard games, first time that's happened in the history of the program, and a pair of 100-yard receivers. It was a breakout night for Pat Bryant. He's a 6'3 sophomore receiver from Florida. He had six catches, 112 yards. Isaiah Williams, nine catches, 103, including a 63-yard touchdown. So, and Illinois had a long touchdown by Bryant called back on a questionable holding call. So they were really good. They just looked like a very competent, well-prepared football team, albeit against an FCS team that was playing on a short week. And quarterback Tommy DeVito continues to look more comfortable in the passing offense. He threw for 329 yards and three touchdowns. Now, there is a considerable jump in competition coming. Illinois travels to Wisconsin next Saturday. Wisconsin plays at Ohio State tomorrow. This will be Brett Bielema's homecoming. He was head coach at Wisconsin from 2006 to 2012. He won three Big Ten championships there. And I think this is worth noting as well. Four games in, we talked about the importance of Illinois staying healthy because their roster is pretty thin. Four games in, they're relatively healthy. I mean, they've lost a couple people, but most of their key guys are out there. They just looked like a pretty good football team last night, and that was pleasant to see start to finish. They were in control of that game.
All right, on the other side of the break, we'll check in with Mark Tupper on Cardinals baseball. This look is brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now open in downtown Decatur.
Hi, I'm Drew Peabody, Vice President at First National Bank of Decatur. Homeownership is one of the most important parts of life, and my job for the last 6 years has been to help people of Central Illinois through the process. At FNB, we offer a wide range of products and competitive rates to make the dream of homeownership a reality. Come see why people have been trusting the Quality Bank with their home financing projects since 1930. I'm Drew Peabody, and I can't wait to help you get into your dream home. First National Bank of Decatur, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, over to Major League Baseball and the Cardinals.
Well, as most of you know, the Cardinals offense has sort of drifted into a state of early hibernation. They'd been shut out for three straight games, and they were scoreless for the first four innings yesterday in San Diego. And finally, Lars Nootbaar swatted one out of the yard in the fifth inning to wake up that dugout. And when a couple of walks helped the Cardinals load the bases in the seventh, Brendan Donovan stepped to the plate. And if you are the San Diego pitcher, you ideally would like to focus all of your attention on Brendan Donovan. But that is hard to do when Paul Goldschmidt is standing in the on-deck circle. I mean, he's the Cardinal home run leader, the RBI leader, the batting average leader, the presumptive National League MVP. And you don't want to walk Brendan Donovan, which would force in a run, and you'd still have the bases loaded for Paul Goldschmidt. So you throw a breaking ball strike, and Brendan Donovan hits it out to right center for a grand slam home run, and the Cardinals end up beating the Padres 5-4. Brendan Donovan actually hit a pretty good pitch. No home runs for Albert, although he hit a warning track fly ball that was exciting for a moment. So here's the thing about Albert in his quest for 700 career home runs. He is at 698 with 11 games to go. They open a three-game series in Los Angeles against the Dodgers tonight. Then they play two in Milwaukee before coming home for three against the wobbling Pittsburgh Pirates and then finishing the regular season with three in Pittsburgh. I want him to hit one home run in the next five games and no more, because I want number 700 and maybe more beyond that to happen at Busch Stadium. I want his big moment to blow the lid off of the ballpark in St. Louis. And, you know, I know it's you might take the position of, well, just get 700 any way you can get 700. Yeah, but ideally I'd like that to happen at Busch Stadium. And so we'll see what happens here. He just looks really locked in right now. And I think it's no longer a question of if it will happen. I think it's a question of when. Tonight's game in Los Angeles, 9-10 start, Jose Quintana pitching for the Redbirds. Saturday's game is an 8-10 start, and Sunday afternoon at 3-10, Cardinals at Dodgers.
Mark, a quick question before you leave here for the week. If he gets to 700, or even if he doesn't, where does he land all-time as Cardinals players?
Well, now you're on kind of sensitive ground, because there are some people that do not want to retreat off of Stan Musial.
Yeah, I know.
And I get that. You know, he's such an important guy and a great player. And, I think the answer, and this will be a cop-out answer, is you don't really have to declare one or the other. You can say the Cardinals had two of the greatest players of all time. And I think Albert would nod to Stan, and I think Stan would nod to Albert. And I think that's okay if you feel that way.
There you go. All right. Good diplomatic answer. Mark, have a great weekend. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. I know there's only, like, you're sitting at a number, and if you get to this other number, you're literally in a league with three other people in the history of baseball.
Yeah.
The
and that's a big
history
deal.
Of baseball.
It's huge.
I mean, you're Babe Ruth, you're Hank Aaron, and the guy that cheated, and you. I can say that because Nick's not here. But he cheated. And he was known to cheat, and he cheated. And it was an era of cheaters. And there ought to be an asterisk behind that. So to me, when you get to that level, you're there with Hank Aaron's, and you're there with Babe Ruth. And you're Albert Pujols. Now, I know I'll argue all day long for Bob Gibson. I'll argue all day long for Stan Musial, right? I mean, they absolutely deserve to be on that list. But of the 20,000-plus people that have played Major League Baseball, you are in a list of four human beings. Four. That's unbelievable. Oh, Spain, stop it already. I mean, you can't even get a Cardinals thought out of your head before the text arrives from Greg Spain. He says, Stan the man is still the guy. Albert had his chance, chase the bigger bucks. Greg, he is in a list of four people. Four. Whether he gets to 700 or not, he's still on that list. Two Cardinals World Series championships, three MVPs, and he hit 445 of those home runs with the Cardinals. That was before he left and then came. And I Bob Gibson, to me, even more than Stan Musial. But where does he land? And particularly if that magic number 700, I mean, if you get to that point. Because I don't know who's left in baseball that's going to get there. I don't know, like, who else even has the opportunity.
Is there anyone's talking about at all? I feel like by now there would be some kind of buzz.
Well, no, I mean, you know, you literally have, of the people that are playing, no. I mean, there's nobody even in the top 20 that's playing.
And that should tell you just how rare it is.
That's exactly right. Hank Aaron, who I had an opportunity as a young kid to go see hit. I saw him hit two home runs in a game at Busch Stadium when he was chasing Babe Ruth's record. And by the way, the country treated him terribly because he was an African-American taking some magical white guy's title thing away from him. I mean, he got horrible, horrible hate mail. Now, there were plenty of people that celebrated. I'm one of them as a kid sitting in the stands at Busch Stadium. But let's look. He's the only active player. I mean, it's Bonds, Aaron, Ruth, Pujols, Rodriguez, Willie Mays, Ken Griffey Jr., Jim Thome, Sammy Sosa, Frank Robinson, Mark McGuire, Harmon Killebrew, Rafael Palmeiro, Reggie Jackson, Manny Ramirez, Mike Schmidt, David Ortiz, Mickey Mantle, Jimmy Fox, Willie McCovey, Frank Thomas, Ted Williams, Ernie Banks. Miguel Cabrera is at 27. He'd have to hit 200 more home runs. Nelson Cruz at 39 on the list. That's the only two active players. That's pretty amazing. You know, and Mark's absolutely right. You don't have to identify the number one of all time. But, man, it's a list. When I tell you that Albert Pujols, Bob Gibson, Stan Musial, Ozzie Smith, Lou Brock, go back in the day to Dizzy Dean and Enos Slaughter, even Jim Edmonds, or Mark McGuire is just still on the list, but a cheater, Red Shandy's, what? Bruce Sutter. What is the laughter about the cheating? They were cheaters. They cheated.
Sammy Sosa and McGuire.
McGuire, yeah. Bonds, all of them. They cheated.
I mean, is there argument to be made it was an equalizer?
No, it wasn't. There's no nope, argument there's to be no made for cheating.
I know.
They cheated.
I'm trying to do the Knicks thing.
Right Don't now. Do that. They cheated. So there is an asterisk. I'm not saying you keep them out of X, Y, or Z or whatever. You don't put them on the list. But they cheated. That guy for the Yankees this year is going to break the American League record, hopefully, and he's doing it honestly. And then it looks dwarfed by the numbers because of the people who did it by cheating. You know, Bruce Sutter only played four seasons with the Cardinals. That's incredible to me. Because he had that 1982 World Series where he clinched the NLCS and then two World Series games. Had 127 saves as a Cardinal. Only 4 years. That is surprising to me. What about Willie McGee? There have been some great Cardinals. We'll have postseason tickets to give away, by the way, courtesy of First Mid. And when we get back on the other side of the break, we're going to bring the Brinkotter team in. Got a great house today. 4504 Powers Boulevard. You know, whenever I hear Powers, I don't know where it is because we've got so many Powers references in Decatur. It could be West End. It could be East End. This is Country Club. Right?
Yes, and it's a beautiful.
It is gorgeous. We'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
Hola, amigos. My name is Carmen Rivera. I am a board member with Chico, a local advocacy organization that connects Hispanics and immigrant families to resources, cultural opportunities, and youth development. In partnership with United Way, we are excited to bring you our second annual Hispanic Heritage Cultural Celebration, Sunday, September 25th, from noon to 4 p.m. at Fairview Park. Enjoy local food trucks, vendors, and entertainers for a unique cultural experience. For information, go to nowdecatur.com. Muchas gracias.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Squash your fitness goals at the Decatur Indoor Sports Center. For a limited time, you can renew or join the DISC's full facility annual pass, and you get discounted rates with no joining fee. The DISC offers a fitness center, indoor soccer field, four-lane 200-meter track, basketball and volleyball courts, indoor golf center, and batting cages. Join today and squash your fitness goals this year. Give them a call today at 217-429-3472, and you can take a tour of the Decatur Indoor Sports Center in Decatur.
Macon County CASA and Newhoff Media invite you to the third annual CASA Gatsby Gala, Saturday, October 15th at the Mount Zion Convention Center. This 1920s Gatsby party includes cocktails, cuisine, silent and live auctions, a little mystery, and a special performance by eclectic cover band Capital Sound, all supporting CASA's mission to advocate for local children who have been abused and neglected and are in need of safe, permanent homes. It's the 2022 CASA Gatsby Gala, and tickets are on sale now.
Visit MaconCountyCASA.org/events.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
We're back here on a Friday. Good morning and welcome. Time now for the Brinkotter home highlight, and we welcome back to the program Ryan Campbell and the Key Team, back from his honeymoon.
Yep.
Were you in Aruba?
Aruba for 7 days. It was amazing. We missed the hurricane. No.
You know, I don't understand. Like, you go down to all those. I've been to Aruba. There's cactus there, which is, like, interesting because you don't expect that. But they are, like, managed by the Netherlands. It's, like, it's such a weird, like, you go, this island is this country, and then the next island is another country, and it's a strange world down there.
Yeah, listen, I got a pretty good education on it while down. Yeah, I agree, though. I was expecting more tropical, but inland, it's all just desert.
Yeah.
In this island, anyways.
It's a pretty place. And you are down there, like, right next to the equator, right?
Yeah, that's right. What is it? Venezuela's, you can actually see it from the south side of the island is what I hear.
Well, congratulations
to you.
And yep. Welcome back. Ryan, I'm reading all over the place that the real estate market is oh, my God, going to hell in a handbasket. I mean, this is every national story right. You see. And particularly the high-end. Stuff. And when we're talking high end, oh, yeah. Somewhere else, you're talking, you know, $20-30 million. Once again, right here, we just had the folks in from the mortgage place last week. A little different story.
Oh, definitely a different story. It just continues to ebb and flow. And you read these national headlines, and I mean, it sounds like the apocalypse is coming or something. But locally and specifically in Macon County, I mean, we're still seeing a ton of buyer demand. I mean, we see emails, Tony, you can attest to this. We see emails flying around all the time of, like, different buyer needs, and they range from small two-bedroom homes for a starter home all the way sure. up to, like, 700K or
right. But the urgency is there, because definitely. Of the trends, because eventually it does catch up a little bit. I don't think it ever swings all the way because our market isn't all the way crazy the other right. way. So there's less room to swing, right?
Those swings up and down, I mean, we're more of like kind of a level pace here. We're going to see a slight uptick. We're seeing that return to normalcy that we keep referencing.
And you're going to see interest rates, but there's right. still, if you look historically, a very good deal. Well,
can I give a personal attest?
Yeah, go ahead.
Our team has a list of 50 buyers looking for something. Just this morning, I'm scrambling because one buyer had a scheduled showing, canceled it, sold last night. Another buyer had a scheduled showing today. Well, there's four offers. We got to get in there before 9:30. So scrambling because there's literally a high demand for these houses out there still.
I guess the message is, there's a bit of urgency, depending on, where you are in this, but not nearly what it looks like from a point of view of the entire United States of America. Yeah. All right. Talk to me about 4504 Powers Boulevard. Powers is one of those names you hear. Are we West End? No. Are we East? No.
Right.
Are we Country Club?
Yeah,
generally always great homes, but just in a different part of town.
This one is out by the airport. It backs up to the Country Club. In fact, it backs up to the 11th green and the 17th tee. If you're a golfer, you'd love this. And it's a sprawling East End ranch. And
The ranch.
Yep. You know what they say about big ranches? They have big basements. So this one has a lot of space in the house. Beautiful updated kitchen, bathrooms.
This was not at all what I expected looking at the interiors, right? I knew the neighborhood right off the bat. I knew what the house looked like on the outside. But this has been, this is completely modern inside.
Yeah, it's very sharp interior.
Granite countertops, backsplash. The upstairs just has so many features to offer. Outside, nice open air patio with they got a waterfall that's designed after a villa just outside of Rome. It's really neat.
Really?
And all this backs up to the country club. So you got, the way he describes it is he's got a 100-acre park in his backyard that's perfectly manicured by the country club, which is very true.
You pick up some golf balls occasionally, yeah, probably, right, yeah. But that's yeah. about it. This waterfall is gorgeous.
It is really
you
cool.
said outside of Rome?
That's what he said, a villa outside of Rome. Yep. That's what it was designed after. They got this covered patio too that you can, I think it'd be a great spot for a Blackstone or a grill, but he's also got a grill out there that's got a gas line run to it, which is convenient. Outside, lots of great features. Love spending time out there.
I like the curb appeal from the front. It's got sort of the walled, steps up to the front door. It doesn't feel like you're right on the street.
That's right. Yeah. Yep.
Good stuff.
Yeah, but downstairs, blank slate. I mean, tall ceilings. You could finish that out if you needed the extra space, and you'd have a 5,000-square-foot home, essentially. But plenty of space, as is, in the main floor.
And in where it is on the golf course, and it's been a while since I've played the country club's golf course, but I recognize that pond for sure, right outside. That's a perfect view.
Yeah, and they're taking some trees. They're doing some manicuring over there. So it's just a great, peaceful area there.
It's a gorgeous home. We got to take a break. When we get back here, there's a $25 gift card up for grabs for the Brass Horn 2. If you want to go to the Now Decatur Facebook page, like, comment, feel free to share our Brink Outer Home highlight this week. Here's Lindsay Romano with your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast.
Today, we've got a slight chance we could see some showers later this afternoon. Cloudy skies, highs near 64 degrees. Then for tonight, 40% chance of showers before 11 p.m. Cloudy skies, lows around 54. Warming up this weekend, mostly cloudy skies on Saturday, gradually becoming sunny and highs in the upper 70s for your Sunday sunshine. Highs at a perfect 75 degrees. Right now, it is 50 degrees in downtown Decatur. Your WSOY time is 7:55.
Now more than ever, it's imperative that our community stays informed with the latest news updates. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank, you can listen to the live regional information on WSOY via your phone, your tablet, computer, or on your Echo device. Hickory Point Bank reminds you to support your local businesses as much as possible during this time. Stay safe, stay informed, and keep up to date with WSOY's live stream anytime, anyplace. Brought to you by Hickory Point Bank. Invested. Member FDIC.
Listen in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. to Pharmacy Facts with Friends with Dale and Lauren. Learn the latest on what's going on in the pharmaceutical world. What's new? What to look out for? Stay tuned in for information on vaccines, what's changing with health, and pharmacy and insurance. Dale and Lauren will keep you up to date on what's happening locally and on the national level. Tune in for our local experts from Dale's South Lake Pharmacy every Tuesday at 5 p.m. with Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, man, do we have a beautiful home for you to consider. 4504 Powers Boulevard in Decatur. And you can get the link on the Now Decatur Facebook page. We have a $25 gift card to the Brass Horn 2 up for grabs. If you'd like to check that out, Tony from the Key Team and Ryan are in from Brinkouter this morning. What's the best way for people to reach out to you if they're interested in this property or any other?
You can call us on 855-KEY-TEAM or go to 217-KEY-TEAM.com. Either of those will get to our entire team. So if one of us is busy showing a house,
this team thing, it's been around a while, right? But yep. It seems to be more popular. Just strength in numbers, right?
Very useful when you're away in Aruba for 7 days.
Are you looking at the cactus?
Got some people to lean on.
Right.
Yeah, that was very nice.
No, but it is. I mean, you get all the team power, yep. For the same price.
Collaboration. Whenever an issue comes up, because they do come up, we can all collaborate on those or just helping to find a house for each other's clients. Yeah, that's huge for our clients.
Ryan, you were talking off the air, and it is really an important feature to mention about the experience that you have with the agents at the office. You know, a deal isn't always a deal, and it isn't always finished, right. And there's a lot of complications when it comes to this. Having that Sherpa, you know, that person who's going to get you over the finish line, because it's not as simple as just, oh, I like this house, let's make an offer on this house. There's a whole lot of in between and after.
Well, and again, I know Tony can give plenty of examples, but we just hear more and more like a deal falls apart, but you really got to lean on those agents. And last week we said there's two conversations you need to have. You need to have a conversation with your lender, and you need to have a conversation with your local realtor. And I know you've had some.
Well, connecting those dots is a big deal,
right.
and helping navigate all that there is out there, and particularly in an area where it's still pretty competitive around here, and there's still multiple offers, and there's people involved. All right, well, congratulations, and check it out, 4504 Powers Boulevard, and we really appreciate it, guys. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
We'll look forward to seeing you next week, Ryan and Tony. All right, when we get back on the other side of the break, I'm gonna tell you about this Sidney Poitier. I don't know if the kids know who Sidney is. I don't think I knew who Sidney was. I watched this incredible documentary on Apple TV last night that it will just blow your socks off. We'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
This is Brian Barnhart, voice of the Fighting Illini on Decatur's home for Fighting Illini athletics for over 75 years. WSOI Decatur, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and streaming at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The governor is calling on two Democrat lawmakers embroiled in controversies to step down. Pritzker said in a statement, Senators Emile Jones III and Michael Hastings should resign. Jones was charged this week with bribery in connection to a red light camera probe by federal investigators. Hastings is facing domestic violence allegations from his wife, accusations he's denied. The state health department is warning about brightly colored fentanyl appearing on the streets, sometimes resembling sidewalk chalk. The drug has been found by law enforcement agencies in more than a dozen states, with the multicolored opioid appearing in the form of pills.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.